Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Petrol retailer Circle K has apologised to customers after it mistakenly filled its petrol pumps with diesel over the weekend, which could have been a disaster for many. For more on this, I'm joined by Geraldine Herbert, who's a motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. When did this happen exactly, Geraldine?
Okay, so this happened on Saturday afternoon, Cormac, and it happened between the hours of 2pm and 7pm. So basically, as you said, diesel was inadvertently delivered into a petrol storage tank. So people who thought they were filling up with petrol were actually filling up with diesel. And it was at the Circle K Kill North service station. Now, this is on the northbound lane of the N7.
Mm-hmm. And just in Kildare, isn't that right? Basically,
yeah.
For people who want to, do we know how many drivers were affected?
Well, Circle K reckoned that it was about 87, and they've reviewed various footage from the forecourts that day, so that's what they reckon. Now, it's unclear as to how many of those are aware at this stage that they were one of the 87, or how many have been in touch, but that's as much as we know at the moment.
Mm-hmm. What's going to happen then for people who were affected? What's the outcome of all of this?
Well, I mean, Circle K have obviously told people to actually get in touch and contact them. Now, I would imagine that anyone who is impacted will already know, because the thing about it is petrol is thin and diesel is very thick, so the impact would be that it will clog up your engine. And the chances are that, you know, your engine could be giving out smoke, or it'll cut out, or it'll fail to start. So anyone who might have filled up their car on Saturday, left their car sitting quietly yesterday, will certainly have noticed today when they got into it that there's some issue with it. So if you were at that forecourt between 2 and 7 on Saturday, you'd be advised to contact Circle K and leave your details with them.
And the advice is, if you do inadvertently fill your tank with diesel instead of petrol or vice versa, is not to start the engine at all, is it? And get it sucked out in some way.
Yeah, that's the problem. Normally people spot it in a forecourt, so they might be in a different one, or they might have a different car, and they'll suddenly realise, I've done something stupid here. Now, it's quite rare to put, the most common one is putting petrol in a diesel car. It's quite rare to put diesel in a petrol car. It's a much rarer problem because the nozzles are different. But the advice is always to not start your car, simply because the more you're driving, Cormac, the more it's filtering around the engine, and it has more capacity to do damage.
Yeah. How much damage do we know?
It depends on how much these people have been driving.
When it happens, Geraldine, and it does happen on occasion, and it's a disaster for the driver, because sometimes you say to yourself, how stupid could I have been? But how much damage can it do to an engine?
Yeah, it can do a lot of damage. Again, it depends on how much you've put in and how long you've been driving. As I said, the thing about diesel in a petrol is it's pretty rare, and the car probably will just seize up and just stop. You know, it'll start to splutter and stall because it's clogging it up. But definitely, I mean, it does cause serious problems, and the tank will need to be emptied.
Mm-hmm. Circle K, they're being quite upfront about what happened here, aren't they? I can't recall of anything like this ever happening before.
No, it seems extraordinary that it could happen at all in the first place. I mean, if you think about the provisions that are put in to ensure that people don't put diesel into a petrol car, the nozzles being a different size, you'd wonder how it could be that you could deliver it in such big capacity like this into a tank that's the wrong fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never heard of it before. And I mean, they're at pains to say it only happened in one station and it won't happen again and whatever. But it does seem extraordinary that it could happen.
OK, so let people, before I let you go again, to give people where it happened. And if you were one of the affected drivers, you're to contact Circle K. Tell people where it happened and between the times of 2 and 7. Is that it?
Yes, so it was Circle K Kill North service station. That's the northbound lane on the N7, and it was between 2pm and 7pm on Saturday. So if you were in the station filling up at that time, you're advised to contact Circle K.
OK, motoring editor with the Sunday Independent. Thank you very much indeed, Geraldine Herbert.